Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On August 8th, 2022, in the evening, I was praying, and I was asking the Lord in my prayers some questions about what was going on concerning the law and justice here in America. He showed me that what people are trusting in is misplaced, for they trust in the institutions of men instead of God. It seems as if, once again, mankind is erecting the Tower of Babel, a one-world system. And we can see this through the technologies, the AI, which is bringing control to the world. I asked the Lord, how long will it be until the Lord God Almighty finally acts against their folly and their foolish ways? You know, He is a jealous God, and His patience and long-suffering with mankind will have its limits. I believe in the message that I'm about to read to you points to the fact that we are far beyond any hope in man's system. Our only hope is found in the mercy of our Lord and Savior. Now let me go ahead and read this sobering message that I received. There will be corresponding scripture, and I will have that in my blog, in the transcript, and the link for that is down below. Here's the message. This is the time that was written about thousands of years ago. The stage is now set for the culmination of all things. The wicked will now become more wicked. The righteous will become more holy. The earth will groan from the spilled blood of my saints. A time is coming when they will call out to me, Lord, Lord. For every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that I am the Son of God, the Savior for all those who call out to me in faith. The governments are now one, though they pretend not to be. They put on a facade to fool and mislead the people. This is the new world order that has come, and many are shocked at its emergence. However, this also was prophesied in my word, and you can read that in Daniel 7:23. Just like in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. Excuse me. Let me read that again. I said it wrong. Just like in the days of Babylon, so shall it be again. Men trying to become God and reach Him through their own attempts and ghastly deeds. With the help of my arch enemy, the devil, they are giving the outlines of how to set up this new world so that it will be without God. They think that they will succeed, and they think that they are all powerful. But I laugh at their feeble attempts to play God, for they will fumble, fall, and unless they repent, will be thrown into utter darkness where they will wail and gnash their teeth. This new world will only last for a short while, for if I did not come to stop them, there would be nothing left. Their main goal is twofold. One, to kill, steal, and destroy. Two, to take out those who call themselves by my name. They do not realize that they are only pawns in a much bigger picture, for nothing happens without my knowing and without my permission. I hold all the keys to life, and not the devil. The evil that is taking over the world is much like an advanced cancer that is spreading. Only I can remove this growth. Only I can heal the land. Only I can surgically remove it. But most do not see me as the answer. They only see the elections of man to be the answer to the cancer that is now consuming the world. They do not look to the root cause, but only to a temporary solution. Oh, that they would call out to me for the answer, for I would provide the remedy. Oh, foolish man, when will you ever learn? My heart grieves at your blindness, for you truly cannot see. For there is only one answer, one hope. I am that hope, not man, not governments, not elections. Most think that it is all about the ballot box and who gets voted into office. This is where their hope lies. Woe, I tell you, this will be your downfall, because you did not trust in God for your deliverance. You did not call out, but instead put your hopes in a fallen system that is corrupt and deceptive. It will only go from bad to worse quickly if your eyes do not open to the truth of the grave situation that you are in. Wake up, America. You have believed in a lie and have worshipped the seen for the unseen. It is only the Creator of life that has the power to rescue the sons of men. Only those who believe will be able to discern the times that have become so desperate, for many have been given over to a depraved mind, therefore the evil increases. I call my people to humble themselves and pray for deliverance, for only I can save. If you continue to put your faith in man, then comes the same punishment for you as for the unrighteous. Call out to me and live. I will be your salvation. Do not trust in man's institutions, because they have become corrupt and evil. There is only one way out of the mess that America and the world is in. Repent and seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. I come soon, and I am ready to call my own home to be with me. The time is late as midnight approaches. Time is speeding up for the sake of my elect. Soon the end will become a glorious beginning for those who love truth and righteousness. Seek the days that will bring rejoicing and peace, because they come soon. Seek me and let me hide you in my presence. I call out to those who have ears to hear. And it was signed, your Savior, Jesus. That was the end of the message. It's very sobering, sobering message that I got from the Lord, brothers and sisters. Please, if you get a chance, go and reread it with a transcript. Like I said, the link is down below. I'm going to end. The Lord gave me a passage to end with. It's Psalms 2, 1 through 6. And this is what it says. Why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they cry, and free ourselves from slavery to God. But the one who rules in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then in his anger he rebukes them, terrifying them with his fierce fury. For the Lord declares, I have placed my chosen king on the throne in Jerusalem, on my holy mountain.